Station 4, The Good Samaritan. Bible text. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and took care of him. Luke 10, verse 34. The parable of the Good Samaritan is one of the best known stories in the New Testament. Jesus is asked, "Who is my neighbor?" and answers with the following provocative example. On the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, a man is attacked by thieves who rob him of his possessions and leave him lying by the wayside, badly injured. Two devout men, a priest and a Levite, notice him as they pass by, but ignore him and go on their way. The third to arrive on the scene is a Samaritan, a godless foreigner in the eyes of righteous Israelites, but he stops to help the injured man, binds his wounds and takes him to an inn where he pays the host to take care of the maltreated traveller until he has recovered. With this parable, Jesus expresses a plea for charity towards our fellow men, an appeal which was also heard in the Rems Valley. There are countless diaconal and other social welfare institutions in our region, several of them with their roots in pietist-motivated initiatives. Many people who sincerely strive to live a Christian life follow Christ's exhortation to go and do likewise and take care of the weaker members of society. The fact that the parable refers to the medicinal value of wine underlines its health-promoting qualities. Wine can help fight infection and inflammation. Martin Luther literally compares the two remedies mentioned by Jesus with the two theological principles of the law and the gospel, which together can heal the wounds of mankind. Wine purges, oil assuages.